The World Pediatric Project, based here in Richmond, sends teams of doctors to developing countries in Latin America and the Caribbean to provide critical care for kids who otherwise will go untreated.
Sadly, in that region, sometimes a child that is suffering with a handicap can go into really abject poverty because it's hard for them to go to school, it's hard for them to get jobs. So, of course, this is a really high-level service that we provide to these kids down there.
Susan Rickman is CEO of the World Pediatric Project.
We do cardiac care, general surgery, ophthalmology, spine teams go down into our countries, orthopedic, and plastic reconstruction.
Rickman says most of the procedures take place overseas, but many countries lack the resources to handle more complex surgeries, and the WPP will bring a child and parents to the United States. Six children are in Richmond now. One is 7-year-old Juliana from the Isle of St. Vincent.
Little Juliana has Treacher-Collins syndrome, which is a very, very rare condition. In fact, you know, 1 in 50,000 people in the world have this condition. And it's a condition that infects the development of bones and tissues in their face. So it really takes a lot of, you know, specialized reconstructive work that needs to be done on a child just so she can look normal.
Juliana will be treated by three local surgeons who volunteer their time and expertise. Dr. Nadia Blanchette of HCA Virginia, Dr. Alan Burke of Virginia ENT, and Dr. Polly Pergeson of Virginia Eye Institute.
This last surgery really required little Juliana and her mother to come up to Richmond, to our partner hospitals here in Richmond, to do this next high-level reconstructive surgery. And then she also had an eye surgery, and we're working, you know, on the ears as well.
The World Pediatric Project also wants to raise $7,000 for special hearing aids for Juliana before she goes home. You can learn more online at worldpediatricproject.org. John Ogle, WCVE News.